This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A judge blocked the president on the sanctuary crackdown, part of the conversation that is washing out of D.C. Meanwhile, the conversation across the land is weather, weather, weather. The buzz in your backyard and mine might be, wow, are you seeing some of these horrific thunderstorms and hailstorms? I'm not kidding you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And that's where we start. I'll tell you that recently, it was just a handful of days ago, I want to say it was on Friday night, we had a hailstorm in the DFW area, which is where I'm broadcasting from. It's sort of ground zero, if you will, in the plush studios. And all of a sudden, sky opens up, boom, and it's dark skies, and there's hail, and it was in between golf ball and probably baseball size hail. Anyway, it was unbelievable. So of course a roofer has to come out. There's roofers all over the place in this neighborhood. We had another hailstorm 3 or 4 months ago, but we had a car where the windshield was smashed, and of course there was the hail damage. And I just thought to myself, in the area where I live, and I know some of you understand this, the car dealerships, then when the cars get trashed, they have hail damage sales, so you get X amount off of the car, but then you still have to take the hail damage out of it. However, it is an interesting offer and a way to figure out what are you going to do about the hail damage. And I know that there's other weather hitting people. In Raleigh, North Carolina, I saw pictures of people practically underwater. There was a heavy, heavy rain that was just absolutely thrashing neighborhoods. You know, when you see it up to the front doors, and then there's that car here or there floating, it's awful. And in California, they say the heavy rain won't lessen the wildfires. It will fuel them. See, that's kind of a misnomer. So for everybody living on the West Coast, well, especially in Cali, you come out of this five-year drought, then you've got this heavy winter rains, so the reservoirs are great, right? But then what happens, according to the California Department of Forestry, is the wildfires burn. They just burn as fiercely as they did during the drought. You think that it would be the opposite, because you keep hearing the drought, the drought, the drought, and what it can do, but it's not about that. It's still just as damaging the other way around. Although I know a lot of Californians, and they're happy to have had the reservoirs fill up and to be able to water lawns and what they weren't able to do before because it was such a severe drought. All right, no drought on the lack of conversation over Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor for President Trump. Apparently, he didn't properly disclose payments from Russia, and there's no evidence he complied with the law. So you have two members of the House Oversight Committee. One, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, Republican from Utah, the committee chairman, and the ranking Democrat Elijah Cummings went to the microphones to say that the panel reviewed his application for security clearance and they looked at documents which they described as troubling, that there was no information to support the notion that he complied with the law. They say that they referred to comments about whether he received permission from the Pentagon or the State Department, or he disclosed the fact that he had more than $45,000 that he was paid for a speech he gave to RTV TV in Russia. Because a military officer, you can't take money from Russia, Turkey, or anyone else. And he did apparently take that money. So there's repercussions from that. What those repercussions are, who knows? The White House was asked about it today. Sean Spicer in the Daily Briefing didn't really have much to say, but there was lots of documentation, as you would imagine, and that was kind of it. So he was booted as the National Security Advisor after it was learned that he withheld this information, that he had talked with the Russian ambassador. So now that's even a step bigger. He took money. And there's no getting around that if they definitely have the ties to it. The White House Director of Legislative Affairs, a guy named Mark Short, said, look, we're not going to complete the request from the committee. He said they don't have custody of some of the documents and they're unable to do it. He'd only been there 25 days or whatever it was. It was so short and they didn't have some of what was needed. So Flynn probably in much more trouble than was originally thought. Let's just put it that way. Also in trouble is the idea of sanctuary cities and defunding them. A California judge blocked the order on the sanctuary city money because that was a huge deal. Well, that's not why he blocked it, but he blocked it. Judge Orrick blocked it or, you know, put in an injunction in the two lawsuits, one by the city of San Francisco, the other by Santa Clara County, against an executive order targeting those areas that protect immigrants from deportation. It'll stay in place while the lawsuit works its way through the courts. The judge threw out or rejected or whatever you want to call it, the administration's argument that the executive order applies only to a small portion of money and said that the president can't set new conditions on spending approved by Congress. So he can't get in the middle of that anyway because that's not the chain, that's not where it goes. We have the three branches of government and the funding would come from funding issues would come from of course, Congress. The government hasn't cut off any money yet or declared any suburbs, communities, whatever, to be a sanctuary city, but the Justice Department sent letters last week advising communities to prove they're in compliance. California was told they could lose $18.2 million because sanctuary cities is a crazy term. What does a sanctuary city mean? It's kind of loosey-goosey. Guys, the White House are arguing that the executive order applied narrowly to cities that forbid officials from reporting people's immigration status to federal authorities. So, in the end, there are some cities that will have to comply with what the boundaries are for getting the money in the first place. And this was one of those immigration hotspots that the president signed, you know, measures that he signed after he took office in January, including the travel ban from seven Muslim-majority countries and a directive for calling for a wall on the Mexican border. You knew this wasn't going to be a walk in the park anyway, right? You knew that. So I would say the border. Somebody has to do something about the situation at the border. And the numbers apparently are dwindling, so that's good news. Hang with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my diabetes. doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I don't know why I never get tired of hearing James Brown, especially that song. I like that song. How are you, America? Kate Delaney hanging with you here and there and everywhere in between. Thanks so much for all the emails that we've gotten. In fact, I'm going to do kind of an abbreviated mailbag as there's so many, and I always say it's overflowing, and of course it's overflowing because, you know, you're concerned about some of what's happening in the world, and some of you are just looking for ways to kick back and wanting to express yourself in a, and you do it so well. So let's jump into the mailbag quickly for just a couple of quick hits, not a normal full segment. This one is from Thad. He says, Kate, you know, this deal with North Korea is worrisome because it's one false step. You know, if you think about what happened in the 50s with the duck and cover, and you realize just how precarious the world is in relationships, and you think of somebody deciding just to go for it, that old finger on the button kind of deal. Once that happens, it's too late. So Kim Jong-un, to me, is unstable, and he is a guy, I think, that is capable of just deciding, screw it, I'm going to make a name for myself, and if I have to really execute, I will do that. Here's the good news. There has been massive tension, but now there is a little bit of a pullback. Do you believe I have the hiccups a little bit, so excuse me. There's my Marco Rubio pause so I could get some water down. I think it is scary. I do think it's scary because I think Kim Jong-un is unpredictable. And he is more than a saber rattler. That's why the rest of the world has to be very careful how they deal with this North Korea situation. I mean, you got to have attack drills ready to go. You've got to, you know, whatever you have to do, you have to make sure you have your presence known, and that's part of what's happened in North Korea because, frankly, of what they've done. And, yeah, he is. It's a slippery, I didn't even want to say slippery slope, because I think it's worse than that. I think it is scary when you look at the possibilities. And I think the threat is not going away. And, you know, one thing about Trump, I will absolutely say it. Many of you have said this. I got this note from Dennis, who says, Kate, one thing I have to say about Donald Trump is he is moving fast. So whatever he promised on the campaign trail, and for whatever reasons or ways or not being able to get around something that he wanted to do, I think you really have to say he's not dragging his heels. He's not dragging his heels, no. When it came to ISIS, when it comes to all of the big issues he talked about, I think that's why the healthcare situation is infuriating, because so many people voted to get rid of Obamacare because of premiums going up, not liking their coverage, the 7 years to get it right and not seeing a lot of big change in it. And you talk to some people in D.C. and they'll say, well, you know, what do you expect? You're talking about health care. Everybody's different. It's going to move slow. But that argument only lasts so long, because what if you get sick? Do you want to hear, well, sorry you got cancer at the wrong time. Sorry your insurance doesn't cover XYZ. And, of course, the answer is no. You want to know that you're covered, because how much of a deductible can you afford? And then what kind of coverage are you getting? And I heard that from so many of you. So I think that's the one super frustrating thing that has happened to Trump. He was hoping that flip could be a lot sooner. I'll tell you one thing that is interesting, and one of you, a couple of you actually sent me notes about this. Jason did, Timothy did, and so did Amber, about the lumber and it being stopped, Canada, and the fact that that the tariffs are so high that they're being stopped at the border, the lumber tariff. So this has been, I mean, something that has really rankled Trudeau as to what is going on there, that we're supposed to be partners, and how come there's this Canadian lumber tax and the warning from Canada that, guess what, it's unfair, this tax on the lumber, and you're going to pay more. New home buyers are going to pay for that tariff. So it's up to you. The people are the ones that are going to be stuck with it. And Canada was not happy at all to see that number go up. Clearly they're unhappy. It's a 20% tariff on what we call soft wood lumber imports. So the president, in the middle of a trade dispute, it's a tax of lumber used to build single-family homes. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the tax is going to be applied retroactively, and it affects the exports valued at about $5 billion a year. The U.S. has accused Canada of allowing loggers to chop down trees cheaply and then sell at a cut-rate price, while there's been a simmering disagreement between our country and theirs over dairy prices. So that was also thrown into the middle of it. And this has been going on for a while, actually, with the going back and forth over tariffs and, I mean, not that we don't know that, but the interest with the softwood lumber industry. So the U.S. decision is preliminary. A final ruling has to be made by the Commerce Department. Then the U.S. International Trade Commission has to determine whether U.S. lumber industry has suffered, because that's what the allegations are, that the industry in the U.S. are the ones, were the ones getting hit with this, and that's part of why they, the administration thinks that there should be a tariff on it, because of the money that Americans are losing. But there's no question that that wood and how much wood they supply is necessary for the home building industry. You know, when you say you got to find another way, I don't know what that way is. I think that I understand the tax, and I think that all of that gets signed off on, and they're just gonna have to deal with it. Trudeau in Canada is gonna have to deal with it, but this is all part of trade agreements. What's being taxed? What isn't being taxed? And there's going to be more than just Canadian feathers in the end ruffled, because I think we're probably going to see much more of this. Really, I really think we will. And I said that, you know, we had a pretty much a full boat when it came to email, so I was just going to do kind of an abbreviated segment. But I got an interesting email. I talked just briefly about the writer's strike. And if you were a TV watcher, if that was your mind candy to rest, you're tired, you're working, you're a third shifter, you get up, you flip on the TV to watch whatever it is that you've taped or you're going to stream something. The Writers Guild, and I got this from Scotty. Kate, what's the deal in the Writers Guild? You talked about the possibility of a strike. And what shows will that affect? Well, it could affect a lot of shows, because what's wrapped up and what hasn't wrapped up. HBO's Game of Thrones, that's wrapped production for the final season, so that won't be affected. But what about those other shows where they're fast and furiously writing? We've had Michael Loftus on with us, and he is one of the head writers for Kevin Can Wait, and that would affect, I would assume, that show and some of the comedies. It affects a lot of shows. The Writers Guild has about 6,000 members, and they voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike against the Hollywood studios if they don't negotiate a new contract by May 1st. You might have to find another form of entertainment. Hang with us.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How many times I have listened to Love Will Keep Us Together and a myriad of other songs by this next lady who is our special guest today. So thrilled she's in our virtual green room. We promised we would not play that song over and over again so she wouldn't have to hear her own work. But Toni Tenniel is with us, and she's written a memoir, and it is fascinating. I have to tell you, Toni, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. I really appreciate it.
And I have to tell you, I had a quick little getaway where I was at the Venetian Pool in Las Vegas, and I was reading your book. I was absorbing it, and I put it down for a second to go off and rinse off, and someone took the book, so I had to buy another copy. So I'm responsible for two copies. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you got another copy. I don't know what to say about that.
Except for I think they wanted to read your book. I think that they saw it and they were so excited. They thought, well, she's probably done with that. I'll swipe it. So, you got to love
dear.
That. Absolutely.
Book.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your beginnings in music. How did you know you had that talent? When did that all start for you as a kid?
Well, my father was a singer, and my mother had musical talent. I just popped out singing, and, you know, there are four Tenniel sisters. I'm the oldest of the four, and every one of us sing. They all have lovely voices. It just was part of our musical life back as far as I can remember.
So you start off, you have your sisters, and you got a lot of great pictures of your sisters and your family in the book, too, by the way, I'll tell everyone. But you start to do that. Did you just know that your career would explode the way it did?
No, never. As I grew up and started singing in Montgomery, Alabama, where I was born and raised, people would say, oh, you have such a great voice. That was kind of a big fish in a little pond. I had no illusions. I just sang because I loved it. And I remember one of the first songs I ever sang for people when I was in junior high school was a silly song called Abba Dabba Honeymoon, followed by Julie London's Cry Me a River. So you can imagine me singing that torch song at age 15. But people liked it, so, you know, what can I say? You know, I never thought I would have what would have happened that happened to me with Daryl, ever.
Yeah. So you meet Daryl Dragon, who's the captain, becomes your husband, all of that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the beginnings of that relationship.
Well, Daryl and I met mainly because of a musical I had written with one of the directors at South Coast Repertory Theater in Southern California. It was an ecology-themed musical called Mother Earth. And it's a long story, but I'm just going to say it ended up as a professional production, and we opened it in San Francisco in 1971. And Daryl, we needed a new keyboard player because our regular keyboard player couldn't go to Los Angeles with the show. So Daryl flew up to audition for me, which is kind of funny. But I actually hired him to play keyboards for me. And then, later on, he was a Beach Boy for a long time. And he and I started working together in clubs and then also as a Beach Boy piano player. That was me. I was a beach girl, but they let me in anyway.
I bet that was fun. You probably have a lot of stories from those days.
I have some wonderful stories, and it really was fun, and it was very, very eye-opening to me because, you know, I was this kind of sheltered girl from Alabama, and I had never even been to a rock concert, much less been on stage playing in one. And I learned many, many lessons from my time with the Beach Boys. One was the responsibilities of a headliner, the business of music, you know, how much it costs to do this, that, and the other just to carry a touring band around, and dealing with groupies. Well, I don't have groupies, but they sure did, but fans and things. And it was a real eye-opener and a, very much an education for me when Daryl and I began to have our own success.
Then you start, you tour, you do all of that, and you elope. And you elope in a tiny mining town, Virginia City, Nevada, which I've actually been through there. If you blink, you're done. You're out of there. Did that surprise a lot of people? Did it surprise your family or no?
Well, you know, Daryl and I had been living together since 1972, and we were not married when we had our first hit. And I know it disturbed my mother, my Southern conservative mother, who would say to me all the time, Tony, when are you and Daryl going to get married? You just shouldn't be living together without being married. Well, I wanted to, but Daryl had really, he was very hard to read. He had not made any indications of loving me, you know. We had a relationship, but you read the book, so you know what it was like. So I think A&M, when Love Will Keep Us Together hit the charts, our record company was very concerned that people would find out that we weren't married, although people thought we were. So they put out a press release saying that we were married on Valentine's Day, which was not. We weren't married, and we would never have chosen that day anyway. But we started getting letters from fans who would say, oh, you were married on Valentine's Day. That's so cute. And that's how we found out about it. So then, to top it off, this is so romantic, you're not going to believe this. Our accountant said, you know, Tony, if you and Daryl were married, he said that to both of us, you could pay a lot less taxes. So we flew up to Northern Nevada, drove to Little Virginia City, and got married kind of under the radar in the Silver Queen Saloon Wedding Chapel up there.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So that was our romantic wedding.
And you were together for a very long time, and people were shocked when you broke up, and you're very forthright about it. In the book, you talk about it, but people didn't really know what was going on in that relationship, right?
No, they didn't. And, you know, I have to say that I can never blame Daryl for any of this because he just is who he is. And he was raised in a very, very complicated and difficult family. His father was very much the dictatorial famous person. He was an Academy Award winning film scorer. He was a symphony conductor. He recorded 25 albums for Capitol Records, and he was the epitome of the maestro. Handsome, lots of charisma, and he had lots and lots of fans, but he was very hard on his kids. They had three boys and two girls, and he was especially hard on the boys. He was very critical of them. There was some abuse going on, which I don't want to go into because there's still family members alive who think that Carmen hung the moon. But, and also Daryl's mother had a breakdown when she was in her 30s and suffered from clinical depression the rest of her long life. So he never learned love. He never was nurtured by anybody in his family. Never had that experience at all. And he kind of grew into himself. And, of course, I had the complete opposite upbringing with lots of love, lots of support, you know, lots of good relationship. So I thought, okay, I can fix this guy. You know, I can go into this relationship and I can show him, teach him how to love, how to let some joy into his life. And I kept thinking how wonderful it would be for him and for me, of course, if I could do this. So that's how I started the relationship. And I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. I'll stick with something for a long time. And I worked on it for years and years and years and years and years before I finally realized it was never going to happen. I broke the cardinal rule. The rule is, you will never change a man. He's going to be what he's going to be, and you can't change him.
Boy, that is so true. I hope a lot of people are listening to that, because I know there are a lot of women that try to do the same thing.
Well, and I thought I could. I mean, I really, truly thought I could, and I just couldn't.
Yeah. The song that I mentioned at the top, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together. I mean, you'd probably be a billionaire every time somebody comes up to you and sings like a little ditty from that. Does that happen to you still? I bet it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. And it always puts me in a very happy place when I hear that happen. I remember on one of the airlines many years ago, I guess it was during the 80s when I was singing with symphonies and big bands, and one of the flight attendants came up to me and she said, "Miss Tennille, would you come back to the galley? We want to show you something." And I thought, well, okay. So I went back there, and it was one of those large jumbo-type jets, and there were like four or five flight attendants. And they lined up in a row, and they started singing Love Will Keep Us Together, complete with choreography, which I just thought was wonderful. I mean, you know, you got to love stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely, of course. Of all the places that you got to go and people that you got to meet, I mean, I know this is a tough question. What's your favorite moment? Do you have one?
Oh, my gosh, there were so many. My favorite musical moment, I might say, was singing a duet of Torch songs with the great Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
That was, to me, and you can find it on YouTube. It's there. You just put in Tony Tennille, Ella Fitzgerald, and it'll come up. She was a guest on our special we called the Songbook Special in 1980, and I invited her to be my special guest, and I just was overjoyed when she accepted. And what I found out about her, Kate, as we worked together, was what a humble, lovely woman she is, or was. She's gone now, I'm sad to say. I remember when we did it was a 10-minute Torch song medley that we did together, and it was complicated. We did our first rehearsal together, and, you know, I was just going, oh, this is a dream, this is a dream. And when we finished the rehearsal, she said to me, "Now, was that all right?" She's asking me if that was all right. I went, oh, my God, are you kidding? And, of course, when we did it, it was just, to me, absolute perfection. And it was like I was standing outside myself watching me sing with Ella Fitzgerald and remembering when I was a little kid singing into my hairbrush and pretending I was her. You know,
that story.
So that has got to be, to me, the greatest joy of my musical life.
Absolutely. Tony Tennille, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Pick up her book. You can get it at Amazon.com and wherever books are sold. What a pleasure to have you, as I said, on the show. We could talk to you for hours. Thanks so much.
And also, I want to mention, Kate, that I did narrate the audiobook, and it's out there on Audible Audio. If you want to listen to me tell it to you, you can go there.
I love it. Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, Kate.
I've been saving myself for you, just you, no one but you. I've staked my heart in your name.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
What a pleasure to welcome to the show Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com. I know you've heard of it. It was launched back in July of 2015. And think about what has happened since then. Acquired by Walmart for $3 billion in August of 2016. Liza Landsman, this is so fascinating, was promoted from Chief Customer Officer to President, and a lot of people are talking about Jet.com. And, of course, Liza is at Dig South as well. Liza, thanks so much for popping on.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So I think everybody, in my world, everybody knows the story of Jet.com. For the few who don't, can you give us kind of a recap of how Jet.com got started?
Sure. Jet.com really got started out of an insight that e-commerce had been focused on innovating for speed and specialty, but no one had really focused on innovating around price, which is something we know a lot of Americans care a lot about. And we wanted to be able to deliver great value without sacrificing product or quality of service.
So it's interesting, when you focus on price like that, what you're really doing is looking at what people actually do when they shop online, which is go to a gazillion sites and find the best price. And you decided, well, maybe that should be our core business value. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that and also something that is far less sexy, which is the super glamorous world of supply chain reengineering.
Could you say that again just so we can sort of revel in the sexiness of it?
Yes, I know. Everyone is like fanning themselves when I say supply chain reengineering.
And so what is supply chain reengineering for those of us who never once thought of this in our lives?
Sure. Well, when you think about what happens in most e-commerce, you put a few things in your basket, and each of those things most likely is getting shipped from someplace separate. And there's lots and lots of cost embedded in that shipping, which often you as a consumer are paying without even realizing it. And so what we have done is say every time you add something to your basket, and we give you lots of cues about how to do this in the best, smartest way so you can save the most money, we dynamically switch out through an algorithm how many different suppliers are sending you stuff so that we can optimize for the fewest number of shipments, shipping the shortest distance, which pulls a lot of cost out of actually delivering those products to you. So if you think about it, right, lots of people, when they talk about dynamic prices and driving down prices online, that's like saying you're going on a diet, but you're just pulling on a pair of Spanx. We're actually setting those pounds out of the system.
Wow. So you came up with the idea, it goes, you can tell you have something special. When did you know that? When did you know, wow, this thing has massive legs and I know people are going to come after us?
Well, you know, we try and keep ourselves honest every day, so I ask myself that question every morning and make sure more and more folks continue to respond and are interested in our value proposition. But I think we launched in July of 2015, and by October of 2015, we had about 1 million users, which put us just between Instagram and Spotify in terms of the list of fastest to 1 million users. And I think that was a really strong early signal to us that we had something that really resonated with consumers.
So I want to jump in here for a minute, because even though you've started out here saying what you did was engineer this thing that I can't even remember the name of, supply chain reengineering, right?
You're going to have a bumper sticker soon.
Yeah,
chain is the new black.
I'm so excited about it. But I do want to point to, I think, one other thing that was part of your secret sauce or your magic formula, because I don't want to overlook it. I want people to get a full view here. You were reengineering the supply chain, but from my outsider's perspective, you were also completely aware of the fact that if you didn't nail the marketing, your supply chain engineering wasn't going to make any difference at all. So can you address that part of the business model as well?
Well, sure, that's true, but we don't like to tell our supply chain engineers that. So let's just keep that part between us.
Okay, it's our little secret.
Yeah, that's really true. I mean, look, part of what we did, so the supply chain reengineering was kind of the how. The why to us, to a large part, was that e-com had largely been this very transactional, very kind of inhuman set of interactions that people had. And as it becomes a even more growing part of everyone's day-to-day life, we thought there was a better way to go about building a brand in e-commerce, one that could form an emotional connection with people, one that could, you know, not take itself too seriously and have some wit and personality. And so we really thought about building the brand in a way that was both scalable and very efficient, right, and grounded in a lot of the smart use of data in terms of how we invested our marketing dollars, but also one that just spoke to people like they were people. You know, we always like to say there are humans behind the brand, and we wanted to make sure that came through in the voice of all of our communications and marketing.
Wow. Liza, you talked about how quickly it was when you knew, boom, that you had the 1 million users. You had hit that mark so quickly from July to October. Now you realize, like I said, that there's going to be people that are going to come after you, and that's pretty exciting. You decide on Walmart. How surreal was that? What was that like?
Very surreal. I mean, everything happened really, really quickly. I mean, one of the things for folks who have worked in startups, you get this very bizarre kaleidoscoping of time where every day is like a month long, but the weeks go by in about 2 seconds. And I think, you know, launch in July 2015, close the deal with Walmart in August of 2016. And I've worked at some pretty large, impressive, successful companies in my past, but you ain't seen scale till you've seen Walmart.
All right, so a little victory question here. The deal with Walmart is done. It's signed. Where were you and what were you doing an hour later?
It was signed on a very late Sunday night, and I was up an hour later figuring out how quickly I could get to my office so we could tell the team, which is the most important thing for us, because rumors of the deal had come out a few days before we actually signed. For lots of fun, complicated SEC reasons, we couldn't talk to the team about it. So with the signing behind us, we wanted to make sure that our teams on the ground had all the best information from us right away. A very exciting moment, but a lot of change, and really important for us to be in front of it with our team.
And were you in Bentonville at that point, or were you in New York, where were you?
Physically, we were in Hoboken, which is where our offices are.
Okay.
As we like to say, half the price, twice the space.
Very much in keeping with the culture of Jet.com,
yeah,
I would think.
Absolutely. And I
supply chain reengineering of office space.
Exactly. That's right. And the Hoboken Chamber of Commerce is not paying me to say that. But we've actually found them to be just a tremendous partner, as much as people always ask about, gosh, you know, is it a big change? And it is. There are remarkable similarities in our cultures, the focus on the consumer, the importance of community, and a strong sense of fairness and kind of respect for the individual in terms of our relationships with employees. So we found that partnership and that relationship more familiar than one might expect from the outside.
When I was asking you about an hour after the deal was done, where were you and what were you doing, I was really wondering, like, could you describe the champagne moment with us? I mean, at some point there must have been a champagne moment.
You know, actually, the champagne moment that we had was months and months and months and months later, because we signed the deal in August. It closed in September, which is pretty fast, but put us right into, you know, the heart of holiday season, which is our absolute busiest time of year. And so we had a whole company-wide celebration in late January that was both kind of a celebration of all we'd accomplished together leading up to the deal, celebration of an amazing second holiday season, and just a great time with great friends. You know, when you go through kind of the launch of something that big and the speed with which we had a big transitional transaction, these are folks that really feel like family in many ways. So that whole team party was, I will say, a great moment, I know for me personally, and I know for the whole management team, and no one else outside the company gets to see the photos.
I love that. Nobody gets to see the photos. Liza, hang on. We want to talk to you more about your appearance at Dig South and a few other quick things. So we're going to be back coming up in our next segment with Liza Landsman, president of Jet.com.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.